All right, so last Sabbath, as I mentioned, we did Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. We saw the issue that arose with the Hellenistic or the Hellenist or the Grecian believers, the Grecian Jewish believers, against the Hebrews. And what was going on was that they felt that they were not receiving, they were being neglected in the daily distribution. So as we read in chapter 4, that they had set up a system where distribution was being made. Everyone sold their possessions and everything was to be distributed equally. A problem arose. And so the solution was that when they came to the apostles, look, we have to devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry, as said in verse 4. And for them to select seven people full of the Spirit, full of good repute, full of wisdom. And so they selected to take care of these things, as we saw, Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parnabas, Nicholas, who is a proselyte from Antioch. And we talked a little bit about about the Spirit and so on. And these they set before the apostles and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And as we said, this is not just a symbolism of laying hands. They had real spiritual power of the Spirit to commission, to empower these seven to do the ministry that they were selected to do. And verse 7 said, and the word of Elohim continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. So there were, and a great many of priests became obedient to the faith. So there were many Israeli, many Jewish believers, including priests, that join. So that's what we covered. And of course, the importance of the power of the Spirit. So I'm not going to repeat over that. So those are the things we covered. And now I'm just going to turn this over to brother Amatia. Thank you. To continue with us from verse 8 and on, or anything you might want to say in regards to the entire chapter. Go ahead, brother.
All right, I'll be reading out of the RSTNE, which is the Restoration Scriptures True Name Edition. It does have Hebrew words, but I will translate them as I read. Verse 8. And Zephaniah, full of emunah, faith, and power, did great wonders and nizim, miracles, among the people. Then there arose a certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of Libertines and Cyrenes and Alexandrians and of Cilicia and of the Asia Minor, disputing with Zephaniah. And they were not able to resist the Chochmah, which is understanding, and the Ruach, spirit, by which he spoke. And they instigated other men who said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moshe and against Elohim. And they stirred up the people and the Zechanim, elders, and the Sofrim, scribes. And all these came upon him and caught him and brought him to the Sanhedrin, and set up false witnesses who said, this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the Kadosh place, the set apart place, and the Torah. For we have heard him say that this Yahusha of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the ways that Moshe delivered to us. And all that sat in the Sanhedrin, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as it had been the face of the heavenly messenger. So here we're starting to see several things. And it looks like the powers that be are a little jealous. And they don't want to lose their power. So they started speaking. And not only speaking, started instigating and causing problems against these brothers. And they brought them up to the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin is a council of elders that were the people of Israel at the time. And they were causing problems for these brothers because, as Jackson stated, the Talmidim, the disciples, were growing. The learned were growing and accepting the Mashiach by the multitude because of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Most High, was upon them. And it's like the brother said, you know, many these days can be quick to turn on a YouTube, create an account, and right away they are elders, you know, rabbis and deacons and bishops and you name it. A whole bunch of titles that, you know, that puff up. And, you know, they're not held accountable to anybody, and they can do and say as they please. And this is a very alarming thing. But the proof is in the pudding. You know, and 9 out of 10 times you'll notice who has the Spirit of the Most High. And it is evident. You know, although we're not seeing much of those miracles that we're reading about in chapter 6 these days, but I have faith that sometime or another, Yahuwah will bestow those powers, and we will see them face to face, and we will have no doubt on who is the anointed of the Most High. Obviously, we all know that the anointed one is Yahusha HaMashiach, but he will have his laborers. He will have his labor. And Zephaniah, full of emunah and power, did great wonders. So here we see, you know, Zephaniah displaying the power of Yahuwah through his faith. And he did wonders and miracles among the people. So the people were there to witness all of these miracles. So there was no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about who is he and what power and authority has he come by. Mm. Remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. So if someone is sent by Yahuwah to be a shlichim or an apostle, you will see Yahuwah's stamp on his work. Verse 9. And then there arose certain of the synagogue. So what synagogue? Obviously, it has to be the synagogue of the Yahudim. If while going through the book of Acts, you will always see that none of the believers ever had their own synagogue. The unbelievers were the ones that, you know, were in the temple and in the synagogue. The believers, the first century believers, the Nazarenes, they always met in the brother's house. There was always a brother that was accommodating for the Shabbat service. And here it says, which is called the synagogue of Libertines. And Syrians and Alexandrians and of Cilicia and of Asia Minor, disputing with Sepphania. So, more early fightings between the Jewish believers and the Greek converts, basically, who assembled in various places, including this place known as the Synagogue of Freedom, or Free Men. There is little doubt that these were the facts that the early seeds of later developed Roman Greek church system. They paraded and boasted in their statuses as free men, or those free from obedience and compliance to Torah. These synagogues, you know, they weren't established by the Most High, because they were bringing a different besocha, a different gospel. You know, and if anybody starts, you know, say a group or whatever, and starts speaking on ways of life, and it's a gospel that doesn't include the Torah, it is not established by the Most High, because the Torah is the foundation to the faith. You can't build a house from the second floor up. It's impossible. You have to lay the foundation, and the foundation is always going to the Torah. Verse 10, it says, and they were not able to resist the understanding and by the Ruach which he spoke. So here, the display of power being filled by the Ruach HaKodesh, the people are not going to be able to resist it, because it is Yahuwah speaking through you. It is not your own words. You know, you're not sitting there preparing what you're going to say, and this is what I'm going to do. No. When you're filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, he will lead your words, and you will speak according to his authority. Verse 11, and they instigated other men who said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moshe and against Eloah. So, since they couldn't resist him, they couldn't do anything to him. So what are they going to do? They're going to start trying to get other people to go against them, you know, speaking, you know, bearing false witness. This is a broken commandment from the Ten Commandments, you know, saying that they heard him say these blasphemous things against Moshe and against the Most High, which is definitely a lie. Verse 12, and they stirred up the people and the Zechanim, the elders, and the Sofrim, the scribes, and all these came upon him and caught him and brought him to the Sanhedrin. So the works of Hasatan prevail for a moment. You know, they bear false witness, and unfortunately the people heard. This is why it's so bad to listen to busybodies and gossipers, because three people get hurt. The person that's saying the gossip, the one that's hearing it, and the one the gossip is about. And the scripture says that every matter shall be established at the mouth of two or three credible witnesses. If there is no evidence and two or three witnesses, you're not supposed to listen to that nonsense. You know, you can't partake in that wickedness. And, you know, the people believed them, you know, the elders, the scribes, and they brought him up to the Sanhedrin, unfortunately. And verse 13, it says, and set up false witnesses, as I said earlier, who said, this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the Kadosh place and Torah. We all know that Zephaniah did not speak a word against the Kadosh place of Yahud, nor did he speak against Torah. That is a bold-faced lie. And in verse 14, it says, we have heard him say that this Yahusha of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the ways that Moshe delivered us. I'm not exactly sure what he was talking about, but it's safe to assume that they're talking about when Yahusha says, I will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. You see, unfortunately, they were looking at it from the flesh, the eyes of the flesh, because they didn't have Brit Halev. They didn't have a circumcised heart. So they couldn't see. The scales were still on their eyes. And why was he saying that was going to change the things of Moshe? Because not only is he going to bring the Torah, but he's also going to bring the spiritual side of Torah. You have heard before, thou shalt not murder. But I say to you, if you murdered your brother in your heart, if you hate your brother in your heart, you've already murdered him. They believe that that was a change of Torah, but it's not, because it is a matter of the heart. See, before, the letter of the law always killed, and it was instant. The judgment was instant. But now we're in the age of Rachamim, which is the mercies of Yahuwah. And we don't have the judgment of that swift judgment to take care of the unclean or the wicked. Not to say unclean, because you can be unclean and not be in sin. But the wicked of the most of those that come against the Most High's word. Back then, you do something that's worthy of death, they take you out in front of the gates of the city, and they deal with you. We're not dealing like that any longer. So these are the things that were being changed, and, you know, not so much as changed, but things that are being revealed. Because back then, you sin, okay, get me a bull, get me a ox, get me a lamb or a goat or a pigeon, and we shed some blood, and we're good to go. Doesn't work like that. Yahuwah saw the heart of the people, and they were sinning presumptuously and thinking that blood of bulls and goats were going to take care of the situation, but it just wasn't. And this is why Yahusha had to come. Not to just cover, because that's what before it was doing. It was covering the sin. Now he removed the sin. Verse 15. And all that sat in the Sanhedrin, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face, if it had been the face of a heavenly malach, heavenly messenger. So as he was sitting there in the judgment seat, so to say, the whole Sanhedrin looked upon him and saw him, I'm assuming, with a lit countenance, a glow, an aura, so to speak, that was bestowed upon him by the grace of Yahuwah. And just as, you know, the people, the elders and the scribes, they couldn't resist it, now the Sanhedrin couldn't resist it. Because when Yahuwah sends, he will always have his stamp on it. And no one can doubt it, because it's going to be beyond the shadow of a doubt. And with that, I digress. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Yahuwah bless you all. Yiverechecha Yahuwah ve'ishverecha. Yahe Yahuwah panavelecha v'chonecha. Yisa Yahuwah panavelecha ve'yesem lecha shalom. Yahuwah bless you and keep you. Yahuwah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Hashem Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen.
Thank you very much, dear brother, for sharing that. Let me see. So, we're going to stop recording. Oh, no, we'll let it record. So, brother, when you said that, when you said, hold on a second, please.